times. And every time it is repeated, Allah brings a new subject. They be repeating all the time, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? The reader feels a sense of joy. He becomes spiritually enlightened whenever he... So this is according to his adl and his justice. And it is a mercy in favor of those who are oppressed. Secondly, just like in this world, a person is warned of something, impeding calamity, or someone wants to harm you. And now that person becomes saved, and now he said, oh, jazakallah, that you saved my life. How grateful this person will come to that person. So you have acceptance. Now ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will grant you. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment, fi kulli waqti min al-awqat, wa fi kulli lahzati min al-ladhat, that every split second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neither, no man has ever touched them, no jinn has even come close to them. And in Surah Waqia, Allah mentions, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Allah says that we have created them specifically and specially for you. Faja'allahunna abkara. We have created them as virgins, uruban, and loving to the husbands. Yeah, in this world, a husband will, youngster asks, Mulana, is this true? That saliva will cause all the oceans to become sweet. He said, yes, it is true. So he said, what will happen if she kisses me? Will I get sugar diabetes? Day after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned of Surah Al-Waqiyah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, the fazilat is, one person, Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, was,
and his heart just inclined to get caught. In calling by that, for who are you? He said, from us. And whose son are you? He said, my father did not forgive and he went away. He didn't know his father and son. So because it was his son, it was his blood, his heart, because they were so far, the father and child and son. But you are really generous. You're ordinary, the all you eat, you are enjoying so much. The simple food that you have, and that Allah is giving you tawfiq of 5 times the month, your eyes will never go to the richest man in the world. Your eyes won't go to any richest pleasure as the system and all the dirt goes away. It has to be picked up and carried away. So a lady who was doing this work, a woman, she was beautiful. And this one, Muri's eyes fell on her. And he is so, he started now, speaking, she's such a beautiful woman. So she, also, this is a hope about beauty. You realize now what you are after. This is a source of hope that you are after. So this is this dunya. So anyway, Allah give us coffee, what I want to understand correctly, what our islah be made. And once your islah is made, the glass is clean, you don't have to ask Allah to come in the glass. Allah comes into the hand, now it's in his heart, he will control the heart. He's a thing without his throne. Allah give us all.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I love that the Surah Yasin must be in the heart of every believer, that is that he must learn it off by heart. A person who recites Surah Yasin, Allah sees to all his needs of the day also. We should all try and make it a habit to read every day Surah Yasin. Imam Ghazali got life in him. And a person who lives just for this dunya is a dead person. He is like a puppet on the stage. He has got no life in him, a person who just lives for this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala says Yasin, the meaning of which is only known to Allah Ta'ala. Some ulama have said it means insan, human being, lamin al mursaleen, to tahqeeq hai bheje huo mein se. Undoubtedly you are amongst the rasools, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. Let the mushriks of Makkah call you whatever they want to. They can call you, na'uzu billah, a madman. They can call you a magician. They can call you a liar. They can call you a fortune teller, na'uzu powerful, who is al-aziz. And being so powerful, he is ar-rahim. He is very, very merciful also. So very kind, very merciful, very powerful. He has revealed this Quran Sharif, in which is an indication. indication that the Quran has been revealed and Allah has promised to keep it as it is forever. As Nabi came to the Arabs, and also is an indication that you people were asking for a Nabi, and you said you will follow him tooth and nail. Everything he says, so that Nadir, that warner of Allah Ta'ala has come, and he is warning you of the punishments of the year after, of a very difficult and hard life in this worldly, we fire the person. So Allah also gives everyone a free chance. But when he continuously breaks the laws of Allah, and not only that he breaks the laws, from his heart he becomes a renegade. He does not want to be loyal. He does not want to believe. Then Allah puts a seal on that heart. Then such a person will not be able to bring. They can't see the life of the year after. All they are seeing is this dunya. And they just want to live it up for this dunya. So for such people, then there is no hidayat for those people. So there is a great warning in here, and we should see that aren't we also following in that category, that for us we don't think of the akhirat, we don't think about, though we come for namaz also, we should not go near to. Here is an interesting point to understand, how to understand, to get the proper understanding of deen. This is Kitabul Umur, Umur matters, different matters which we have been forbidden from. So this is the plural Umur. The singular of it is Amr, Alif, Mim, and Hanim al-Ghibati wal-Amr bi-Hibzil Lisan. The command that the ghibat, backbiting, is haram, and that we should control the command, that we should control our tongue. Especially ghibat we must stay away from, and the control of the tongue is extremely important. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ مُحْتُمُوهُ. No, you will never like it, Allah says. You will hate it. Like that backbiting, you should hate even more. It is worse than eating the dead flesh of your brother. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah Ta'ala. Do not disobey Allah. Allah has given you a command by which you in your circles will live very happily. And many people speak so evil about Imam Abu Hanifa. And this backbiting, they are digging their own grave only. They are causing their destruction. And to backbite about any person is very, very bad. And to backbite about ulama and such a great alim. But these people unfortunately don't realize that if they have weakness amongst us, which we must try and remedy, any rumor just goes around. And we also spread that rumor. And we haven't verified whether that actual thing is true or not. Even like, for example, we hear somebody, we get a message, somebody has passed away. Before we pass the message on, verify. Make sure that that person has passed. The person doesn't utter a word. An alphabet doesn't come out. But there is a sentinel, a guard, to record it immediately. The Kiram and Katibin. They are there to record it, and they are there, they are present all the time. Wherever you can speak under the blanket also, they are recording you. And wherever you are, you are being recorded, and at the cost of anyone's respect and izzat or any rubbish he's speaking. But as long as a person just blabbers, that is a good person. And a person who keeps quiet, he's a bore. We don't want him near us.